Hello, and welcome to the October 2021 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. David Potten is here this month to introduce this recording.
Hello, Stephen. We have plenty of fascinating stories coming up, and they will be read by a team which includes both old hands and new voices. Alison Applin and Tony Stimson are here, and they've been reading for us since the very first edition. They're joined by Rosemary Scott and Matt Woodcock, both, I think, reading for Let's Talk for the first time. We also have contributions from David Clayton with his regular show business feature, and from Let's Talk editor Angie Kennedy, who is now going to read her editorial.
I've decided that the ability to worry is what makes us human beings unique. No matter how much we try, everyone seems to be worrying about something. At our age, it's usually about our health or the well-being of someone that we care about. Or it may be money worries, or simply a worry about what's happening in the lives of friends or relatives. How many times do you hear doctors, carers, friends and relatives say, "Don't worry, it will all get sorted." And of course, it usually does. Often, worry causes us all to have problems sleeping. You know that feeling. Your head hits the pillow, but you just can't switch off. Your mind is racing as you think about your concerns or those of your loved ones, or just of the world in general. But is worrying really a bad thing? I don't know many people who can simply switch off and not have a care in the world. I know a few who pretend that's the case. But really? I used to worry much more than I do now. I suppose I've learnt to cope, but I'm glad that I still do worry. You see, to me, there's a fine distinction between worrying and caring. If I didn't worry whether or not Mum had settled in well at her new care home, well, perhaps it would mean I didn't care. If I didn't worry about how the grandchildren had coped with starting their school lives recently again, perhaps I'm not as caring as I should be or would like to be. Here at Let's Talk, we like to think that we know our readers, their likes, dislikes, their problems and their worries. We like to think that our magazine can provide both information to help and perhaps ease those worries, and to entertain, so that at least these concerns can be parked for a while as you enjoy your monthly read and a cup of tea. I was going to say a cup of tea and a biscuit, but too many biscuits might mean I would get too fat, and that would be something else to worry about. So here we are in October, with time simply flying along at breakneck speed. Indeed, we've already started work on our Christmas and New Year issues of Let's Talk, because yes, before we know it, it will be Christmas and New Year again. Christmas. Oh, there's something to worry about.
Thank you, Angie.